tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself Christmas on Eve. Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Thanks
Good
for
Day,
inviting me
yeah,
to
in case you
Christmas
thought like
party.
I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on.
This is what spawned
okay,
the
Okay, so Good Day, this is a Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north. And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser,
what?
Here's the quiz.
Quiz
for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right? So
that's
two. And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No, boxing
day. Boxing day, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Welcome to the TagCast Podcast, everybody. It's Christmas Eve.
This is our Christmas song.
Where are you guys? Are you gathered around the tree?
There's lots
opening
of ideas
presents?
In here, so listen and
don't get stuck. It's the TagCast Podcast, episode 12. My name is Terry Gile. I'm the Canadian of the podcast. Across the table sits...
I am the Indiana.
Indiana Jones. Indiana Gatch. And we've locked our guest from Friday in the closet, and he's coming out now. Jerry Murphy.
Surprise!
What'd you get your true love for Christmas?
Nothing but kiss me. I'm under the mistletoe.
Did you get her a beer?
And a beer. I got her a fucking 18-pack, yo.
Nice. Whoa. There's not 18 days of Christmas, though.
Yeah, but there's 18 stones in a pack.
Nice.
Keystones?
Yeah.
Right on.
But I like to double-fist it. I like to have a rolling rock in one hand and a keystone in the other, and I just rolling stone that bitch all day long.
You know when you want to, you know when the perfect time to drink a keystone is?
When the alarm goes off.
No, when when you're on a caper.
Hell, like a Keystone Cop?
Mean? Yeah, then you're on a Keystone caper.
Roger that.
So how many of our listeners remember Bob and Doug McKenzie from the Great Night White North? Anybody?
I do.
I remember.
SCTV?
Yeah.
The best thing was their dog that looked like a skunk.
Oh, and Strange Brew? Yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah. It's a Christmas Eve right now, right? Did you mention that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's 4 a.m. right now, so Christmas Eve's coming up in about 12 hours.
Christmas Eve day morning.
Hopefully you guys got your tree up. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
This should just be the 2 days of Christmas.
I always take mine down on the 24th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When do you open your presents?
On the 21st.
Wow. only on the years that's supposed to be the end of the year, though, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every 36th year, that's how it rolls.
So if any of you, either of you, ever done like a 12 days of Christmas thing where you got your significant other present every day for 12 days?
No.
Oh, you guys said that right at the same
time. That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah. It seems like bullshit to me.
It seems like something, if you did it once, you'd have to do it every year.
Yeah, and then you'd be getting like...
How do you one-up that?
I would get her a beer and a tree.
You know, speaking of one-up and holidays, I once saw a picture of this chick. She was flipping through these pictures, and she was, like, modeling, you know, a little bit topless and stuff. She was flipping through them.
A little bit topless? Like nipple?
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, and this is something my boyfriend got me for Valentine's Day. Or she said one of her boyfriends got her for Valentine's Day. And she flipped to the next picture, and it was a picture of a rose stem inserted into a guy's cock.
Ow! My goodness, I hope she dethorned that bitch.
So, yeah.
What's the point of that?
I don't know, but how do you one-up that the next year?
Every two roses?
Poke a dozen roses?
Every penis has its thorn.
Every
That's
penis
hardcore, though, man.
Has its thorn.
That is. I one time in my history of life was watching a pornographic video, and I saw a girl doing that, not with a rose stem, but with her tongue, which is way more pleasurable, I would think, than a thorny old rose stem.
She was sticking her tongue into
either that guy had a gigantic fucking tunnel dick hole, or she had a little tongue.
She had a needle tongue.
Needle tongue. Yep, ooh, that sounds
good. That would be wicked.
What? Wiki?
That would be wicked.
Wiki. So, yeah, it's Monday. We guys hope you made it through your weekend okay without partying down too hard. Hope you didn't whittle your needle tongues down to something of nothing.
I hope you saved your partying for tomorrow.
It's Christmas Day. What are we going to do on Christmas Day?
I meant a week from tomorrow. I'm all fucked up all month.
Celebrate the birth of little baby Jesus.
What happened?
I don't even know where I'm at. I thought it was New Year's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's Christmas. It's New Year's.
I already opened up my presents on the 21st, so.
Because you thought the world was...
Yeah, and I already took down my tree.
Spam.
I love getting a can of spam.
And then another can of spam.
You know what I asked for this year was model paints.
That's what I was going to ask. That was weird that you answered my question before I got a chance to ask.
All right.
You asked for model paints?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any?
Do you have any models?
No.
Were you going to huff it?
No, I was going to paint stuff with it.
Oh, like drum heads?
Yeah, maybe drum heads. That might be a little more much for that small amount of paint.
So, Jerry, did you ask for anything specific from anyone specific this year for Christmas? Like,
no, we're broke, so we refused to do it. So I went out and charged my credit card up and got myself a firearm.
Nice job. Before they ban the whole fucking thing, huh, right?
What, did you get an AR-15 or an AR-22?
Negative, Ghost Rider. I got a 1911 45 caliber ACP.
That's old, dude. 1911?
Yeah, it's been around for 100 years, but it still kicks ass.
Wow.
Do your homework. Check that gun out, and you'll see that that is the premier weapon in any kick-ass movie.
So you're preparing for the zombie apocalypse?
What about the AK-47?
AK-47 in progress, nigga.
Those are cool.
What about the AR-25?
But they're hard to conceal. The what now?
The AR-25.
I haven't seen that model.
It's 10 times better than an AR-15.
Oh, shit. Damn, fuck.
I think he's making stuff up now.
You mean 10 plus better?
Yep.
So are you guys both telling me that you didn't ask for anything specifically for Christmas?
No, I asked for paints.
Well, yeah, I forgot. But you said you didn't. You just charged up your credit card for a gun.
I asked for those around me not to
what about
ask
you, Terry?
For something.
I didn't ask for anything specifically from anyone, but I'm asking now.
All right. Yes, sir. What do you need?
Not from you guys.
Oh.
From the listeners.
All right.
Particularly our Canadian listeners. Because there's a new board game out, and I like board games. You like board games?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Trailer Park Boys board game
is
out now with 13 hand-painted figurines of all the characters. I heard a rumor that the die is made out of hash. I doubt it's true. But and they got all these cards.
Where'd the die go?
Now, unfortunately, until it becomes available,
mine's half melted.
Before it comes available in America, it's going to cost a pretty penny to get it down here to the States. So, If we have any listeners in Canada that like bacon or have bacon in their names that feel generous, they could send a Trailer Park Boys board game down to the Tagcast podcast, and we'll play a full game on the air for an episode, and
wow.
and we will base an episode of a fake Trailer Park Boys episode off of our game. So anybody named Adrian or Farrell
or Bacon
or Bacon, I know he was generous before and sent us a nice care package.
Yeah.
And that's what it said on the Trailer Park Boys board game website, is that you American lovers, it's expensive for shipping. And we know that because his package was like $35 just to ship it to us. So
jam jams.
Thank you. Do we finish all those last? Yeah. I mean, after the new year?
Yeah, we'll finish those all in a couple
They're
weeks.
Cookies from Canada, dude. They were, we were afraid to eat
they
them
were
for
like
a while.
They were like vanilla wafers with pudding in them or something.
They're pretty good. They're like an
upscale
version.
Imagine a jam.
Yeah.
And then go jam.
Double time. They're kind of like an upscale, smaller version of those oatmeal, raspberry-filled oatmeal cookies from Archway or whatever they were.
Yeah. So they're double oatmeal, raspberry-filled cookies.
With some kind of pudding in them or something. And they're from Canada. So they're
Have you ever had a door jam?
Yeah.
What's it taste like?
It's very woody.
Have you ever had a traffic jam?
It's fibrous.
No traffic jams?
I have, yeah.
Okay, where was it and why?
Do you rubber neck?
Wait.
When you pass by an accident?
No.
You don't?
No.
You don't even look?
No.
Why not?
I just watch the person in front of me looking.
You figure if they see something exciting, they're going to jump out of the car.
They have this look at it, whatever, and I just keep going. But they're like, what the fuck? And then I got to look.
What the fuck? Have you ever entertained the thought of doing any cosmetic enhancements to your body? Like, not now, but maybe in the future. Like, you know, they got liposuction.
Oh, yeah, I'd get my teeth fixed because I got this Schwarzenegger gap going on here.
I got a worse gap than you.
Just terrible.
So you never thought of like a tummy tuck or liposuction?
No.
Have you guys heard of the newest craze in Japan?
Crazy glue.
No, sir.
It's called bagel head.
What's that?
I don't know if you want to know or not.
I want to know.
It's a bizarre new look that is created. They inject saline into your forehead until it swells up. And then you press into the center of the swollen area with your thumb, and it results giving the appearance of someone that has a donut-shaped bread stuck underneath their skin. It's called bagel head.
Yeah, I want
and
to do
you
that.
Do this because?
I'm not sure why they do it. It looks fucking weird. If anyone's listening and wants to check it out, just Google bagel head and it'll come up. Dude, it looks literally like they have a bagel underneath their skin on their forehead.
But what's the
Because it gets chicks, man.
It only lasts 16 to 24 hours. So it's just like if you're going out on the town.
If your bagel head lasts more than 16 hours,
please call your friends
to
brag.
Immediately. Get some cream cheese.
People be, dude.
So check it out.
Can I do your head?
The process
takes.
Because
it would look like a bagel, but then you'd squeeze it and it would look like cream cheese coming out.
No, nothing comes out because it's just a saline fluid that's in there.
Couldn't you like push in all over the place and then your head look like a dice or something?
I saw a picture of a girl who hadn't pushed in the middle yet, and it was just looked like a big tumor on her forehead.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so check this out. The process takes about 2 hours to complete, but it lasts 16 to 24 hours, after which the saline is absorbed by the body and the forehead sinks to its normal size. Now, here's what one customer said as the swelling began. It's a it's a relaxing sensation. It's kind of tingly. A building pressure that builds like ascending me to sleep. Once his forehead is fully swollen, he has had bagel's hole pressed into rooks in mirror. Upon seeing bagel head reflection, he smiles and says, "Oh, sweet buttery bagels, I'm impressed. I look delicious." That was my best Japanese impression.
Was that quote real, though?
That was a real quote. Oh, sweet buttery bagels, I'm impressed. I look delicious.
It's not butter.
So this strange trend was initially sparked way back in 1999 by a photographer and journalist named Karapi. He told Vice magazine, I happened to meet Jerome, who is the person who pioneered the saline infusions.
No, dude, that really looks good.
Yeah. I eventually experienced saline with him in 2003, and he gave me permission to bring it to Japan. His real name is Ryoichi Maeda. He set up a team in Tokyo to perform infusions in 2007, and now fans of the procedure enjoy saline parties about twice a year, and some take their bagel head to clubs and fetish parties. The saline injections can be done.
Their bagel hole.
Now check this out. They can be done on any part of the body, and some people have even had scrotal infusions.
No way.
Scrotal infusions.
And then they make a bagel sack?
No, their ball gets
the... I got a sack of bagels.
Their
oh, that's
sack
what it
gets
is.
The size of a
bag target.
No, it's a grapefruit bag party. So bagel heads are not the most extreme...
I think
extreme
these guys are retarded. Seriously.
Yeah. So if
they
you guys...
pay money for this.
If you
they
guys ever go to Japan...
This? Let me see.
Oh, they do pay money for it. Just for saline in the forehead.
Dang it, dude.
I would like to go back to the quote, if you guys don't mind. I'm impressed. I look derishish.
Dude.
Did you see a picture of the bagel? Did he give you a bagel head?
It's nasty.
Here's a double bagel head.
Oh, I've never seen the double bagel head. He looks derishish.
He looks like a dumbass.
They paid money for rat. So I just wanted to share that, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Dude, seriously.
Okay, so what do you think?
Because you just like... punch that into your
I don't understand
dick hole
what,
and
what would,
you know you got an apple hanging off your
what would possess
dog.
Any human, no matter where what culture they're from, to want a bagel head?
Hell if I know.
You could get a bagel on each ass cheek, probably.
I mean, bagels are okay, but they're not all that.
It sounds like a...
They taste way better than they look.
That's true. Well, actually, you know, the first time when I was a kid and I had one, I was expecting a donut.
And they just
I'm like,
are,
this is the chewiest, non-sweet fucking donut I've ever had.
Very bland. You got to smack some Miracle
yeah,
Whip on
put,
there.
Dude, no Miracle Whip with that freaking red Retsin
red
bullshit
dots,
on
the red
there.
Red dots. Dustin is
dude,
lost.
It's so weird, man. Yeah, it's creepy looking.
You've never
dude,
heard of it before.
It's sick as hell is what it is. It's nasty.
Bagel. I'm going to write a song. Bagelhead, bagelhead.
It's got to be a J-pop
it'll
song.
Be,
if you're gonna
it'll
do
be
it.
Like...
How do you
flick,
like
dude.
My bagel head?
Bagel head.
How do you like my bagel head? My name is J-Lo and I'm from the block. Got a bagel head. You got
bagel
a
head.
Bagel cock. You got a bagel head on your cock.
Bagel head.
I think it's just a teabag target.
Head from the block. Oh, you could probably fill
dude,
that
you
divot.
Just like
oh,
punch
you could,
it in
huh?
there, right? And have like an upside down
a cream
tea.
Cheese filled bagel.
Oh, you, it's a California
shit.
Potato chip mold.
It's the
nasty.
The Japanese potato chip.
Stupid.
It's the Japanese bagel chip mold.
Jello shot mold.
Hey, you could do body shots off the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a shot do you think a bagel
what if you
head?
Just manipulate it, you know, until you look like one of them dudes on Star Trek?
You could keep putting more
like
in and just pushing it down.
On your forehead, dude, right?
The total Romulan
that's
look.
Probably what he did, isn't it?
Bagel head cock. It's fucking gross. Did you guys ever see any Santas in the malls this year at all? Or Santas anywhere?
I never went to the mall.
They're scared shitless, dude. They won't even go there.
So, of course, as everybody does, like any time of the year, they try to do some bogus Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Uh-huh.
25 people dressed as Santa gathered in Fort DeSoto near St. Petersburg, Florida, for the most Santa's kiteboarding.
Most Santa's what?
Kiteboarding. So he apparently
25
lost.
Of them, huh?
He lost his sleigh. And apparently he's been kiteboarding, but there were 25 Santas kiteboarding in Florida. That kind of qualifies for the crazy Floridians. The wind picked up a bit, and they got a bit scared, but it was a great day to be on the water. And only 12 of them got wet. 12 Santas out of 25 got wet. That's gay. Mm. That's ridiculous. I'm tired of people setting bogus records for Guinness
Book of World. I know, 25, that's not even that many.
I don't care. You got
what was
that one?
Right?
2,500 people air rocking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. That
25 bowls on my dresser.
I got 25 people air rocking at the same time.
Same time.
A world record should be eating 52 hot dogs or.
In 1 minute.
Or eating.
Dude, seriously.
80 chicken McNuggets in 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That should be.
Oh, that's what we were going to do.
That'll
huh?
kill you dead, dude. Don't do that.
We were going to have a McDonald's nugget off.
We're going to do it.
We're like, God damn it, nugget off.
Planning
dude.
On, you know,
12
like,
minutes to eat as many nuggets
digesting
as you
can. That, or are you going to like regurgitate this shit afterwards?
You could do anything you want, but here's
after
the deal.
The 12 minutes.
You got
dude,
12
you're
minutes.
You're seriously going to have some porcelain under your fingernails. You're going to try to pass that shit.
How many do you think you could eat in 12 minutes?
None without puking.
do you not eat? You don't eat chicken McNuggets at all?
No.
Have you ever eaten one?
Yes.
How long ago?
20 years ago, yeah.
Did you ever eat a 20 piece?
Negative.
He said he ate a 20 piece in about 4 minutes.
I can do it.
So
and what kind of sauce?
Barbecue.
So he's thinking he can do between 60 and 80 nuggets in 12 minutes.
I think I could push 80.
Seriously, man, you need to have an EMT standing by because that's
we would.
Fucked up.
I've done a lot of, like, I've eaten 25 in one sitting.
How long is a sitting?
As long
not
as you
long.
Need it to be. Seven
not that
minutes.
Long if you're stoned.
Did you chew it
well? I mean,
well?
The sitting would be long, but the eating wouldn't be long. Huh?
You chewed it well, though?
Oh, you can
I don't chew anything well.
You can swallow full nuggets.
Yeah.
If you're...
You can? I have a hard time with a fucking vitamin, dude. Nugget?
No, here. I don't know if you could
practice on the candy cane.
Wait, you got any saline I could punch into my forehead?
Sure, we've got bagel head infusion for
have
free
some
today.
Saline.
That's actually what the only present I got for Christmas is a gift certificate for bagel head.
That's better than the two cans of spam I got.
Oh, you should put some on the pizza.
Some bagel head on the pizza?
No, spam.
Oh.
That's a Hawaiian pizza, mm-hmm. dude.
In Hawaii, the Hawaiian pizza is spam.
Mm-hmm.
Spam and cheese. Spam, spam, eggs and spam. Spam.
What animal does pizza come from?
Several. Mm. Several.
Let me think now.
Cow for the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Pig cow for the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens for the blood.
What animal does the crust come from?
Have you guys ever had blood pizza?
Mm.
No.
You've never had blood pizza?
No.
No, what's that?
Have you ever had blood pudding?
No.
Yeah,
what about blood sausage?
No. Have you ever had blood clots?
That's basically what it is, isn't it?
No, if you guys have heard of blood pudding, haven't you?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's blood.
Okay. It's just pizza made from blood clots. And if you put that on a pizza, I mean, it's pudding. Excuse me. I was just kidding. I'm
like, I think it is, though. Isn't
nasty,
it?
No,
dude.
I'm making up stuff as I go along.
Yes, please.
That's what blood pudding is.
Could I get some extra blood clots on there?
What it's made from is the skim off of a mincemeat pie. After you boil the meat down before you put it into the crust for the mincemeat, and then you scrape the goop off the top, and that's what we call
blood pudding.
Blood pudding. And then you put that on the pizza with a blood pudding base and two pieces of artichoke hearts. It's the best.
Now, artichoke hearts aren't that bad, but blood pudding. I'm sorry.
I'm in negotiations with Chris from Pizza Now to start a new artichoke heart blood pudding. I can't even say it.
Pudding.
Artichoke heart blood pudding pizza. It would be only $8, and the overhead is low because that stuff's easy to come by.
Mm. Sounds delicious.
Here it says blood pudding or blood sausage.
Seriously, blood sausage?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. Is it
just
chocolate?
In a wrapper?
No, it's a type of sausage made by cooking blood or dried blood with a filler until it is thick enough to congeal when cooled.
Mmm. So good. Yes, please.
That's like that stuff on when you're cooking a steak in a pan or maybe broiling it and like there's some blood and it kind of congeals up and then fries up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tasty little piece of morsel.
That's what
right
you
there.
Make some gravy out of that, man.
Mmm.
It's basically, well, it's a blood sausage.
So.
It's dried blood. Right. Warmed until it congeals
in
until it forms into a hot dog.
And so if you just put that
what
into...
What if it was like a patty, though? Because is that considered a sausage?
Yeah.
A sausage patty?
I don't think
of course it is.
I don't think as much as this here. I'm getting kind of grossed out talking about it.
Yeah.
That's nasty, dude. Next.
Next subject. But yeah, I'm sorry. Did you guys remember when we talked about that lady who got arrested for using bones as sex toys?
Seriously, what kind of bones?
Just human bones.
Them bones.
Just, like a just femur human bones. Ones?
Yeah, she'd
no big deal.
She'd obtained them legally, but she was arrested and charged with disturbing the dead or something. And this is in Gothenburg, Sweden. So if you haven't heard this, I know Dustin
was
here.
Is that necrophilia when you're fucking yourself with a bone?
So do you think she should have been convicted of this crime?
Well, it depends on where she found the bones.
You know, what's the point? Really?
She obtained
it's
them
sick.
Legally.
She obtained
it's
them legally.
Sick, but what's the point of arresting her?
I don't see any
like
point
we took this
her.
Crazy
how
person
they find
off
out?
The streets because they were so dangerous to everybody else.
How
probably,
did they find out?
We'd probably have to go back to a previous episode to find out how they found out, but I think somebody turned her in because they either saw her or heard of her little things that she was doing.
Uh-huh.
So she obtained the bones legally, but the prosecutor said that she violated the law by keeping the bones on the floor of her home and in plastic bags and selling some of them. But her charge was, God, I can't find it right now.
Desecrating the dead?
Nope, but do you guys think that that should be a charge, like a legal charge? Like if someone,
I don't see what the point is. Unless
of why she's doing it. Or
escalate, right? And I need fresh
she's,
bones.
She's not hurting anybody. Right,
that's
exactly.
She got them legally, though. I mean, what can they really do?
They had found some tapes about necrophilia and some different things in her house when they went in there to look
for
them.
Well, obviously.
Mortal. Yeah, so she's a little bit on the weird. Right. And she's only 37 years old. Oh, she was charged.
About,
she was convicted of disturbing the peace of the dead.
Oh, that's right.
So.
At least it was an adult person who was dead.
Well, we would hope. It doesn't say anything about them being. It does not also does not say.
Well, if there's
what,
anything worse bone. Than necrophilia, it's necropedophilia.
Yeah.
She only got probation. Seriousness. She only got probation and treatment for a. Psychiatric problems.
Yeah, now who is this? Who is educated on this topic where you can, you know, sit down? This person's going to make you better, right?
To say
how sick do you got to be to even know what you're talking about?
If Ronald, you've been fucking Donald. Yourself with a femur, here's what you need to know because I've studied this.
Sure, it wasn't a lemur.
It was a femur or a tibia.
It was a lemur femur, dude.
It could have been a fibula or a tibia or a femur or
another one of them bones.
That's all the bones I know. Because I don't even have
the hip bone.
The hip bone connected to the thigh bone.
That's the femur, yo.
I only have one of those. I only have one femur.
We got two hip bones, though,
I'm femurless, huh?
You got two hip bones.
Well, it's kind of a hip knee. Hip knee.
But it's still a femur.
No, there's no femur. My tibia and my fibula comes right out of my hip. That's why I've got
what?
It. Yeah.
It's only one big bone out of the hip.
No, no. Dude, well, I know normally,
tibula,
but I'm abnormal.
Fibula.
Yeah, that's your shin.
Okay.
So my shin comes right out of my hip. I had no femur.
Oh, no shit?
God forgot to give me a femur. He was like,
what a douche.
He's like, okay, femur, fibula, tibula. Tibula, fibula.
Oh, it's Friday. I want
to
get out of here.
Oh, shit. I forgot to give him a femur. Well, just fuse the knee and the hip together, and we'll put a little foot on the end and call it good.
That means somebody's walking around with two femurs, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people.
You guys ought to get together.
A lot of people thought it was the diabetes that got my foot. But it was.
Fucking diabetes.
You lost in an accident, Steve.
The damn diabetes got my foot.
The diabetes.
Too many twangers. The diabetes.
I ate a lot of candy bars when I was younger, and the diabetes got my foot.
Mother Goose, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, my fucking Lord. Hey, you guys know whose birthday today? I love this guy. He has a movie made about him. He's been on a ton of records. He has a band that fucking plays a cool show all the time.
Oh, Liberace.
It starts with an L. You were close. And he's got Cocoa Puffs on his face.
Oh, Lionel
Richie.
Lemmy Kilminster.
Yeah.
Any guesses on how old Lemmy is today?
43.
How about a guess?
43? You think Lemmy's a year? He thinks Lemmy's the same age as you.
Lemmy is 61.
Very close. Very close.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
62.
I'm going to go in the 60s, probably.
62. He's 62.
I got no idea. How many years is me?
Now, how many of the two of you know his real first name?
Oh, it's Lemonster.
Limerang.
Limerang.
His nickname is Lemmy. It has nothing to do with his real name.
Oh, Archie.
Nicholas.
Ian.
Oh.
God damn it, Ian. I can't believe you didn't turn the bloody thing down.
Ian Kilminster?
Ian Lemmy Kilminster. It's with a Minster. An N.
The Ian
Spades. I thought
Spades.
It was Kilminster.
Kilminster. Kilminster.
It's not Kilminster.
Kilminster.
He doesn't kill misters.
Lenny Kilminster.
Lemmy's not my real name.
And also today born on the Christmas Eve day is a sound man from the Dixie, Chris. Also very
Kringle.
Ariano.
Ariano, that's all right. He's a great slide lap pedal steel player. Great sound guy. Guess how old Chris is today?
51.
26.
He's only 36.
36.
26. That made him feel good, but he doesn't listen to our show. For.
Damn it.
So fuck him.
Sorry, dude. I don't know you. I've guessed high. My bad.
Yeah, he's just a little puppy.
There's a little Cabbage Patch Premier.
Did you ever have a Cabbage Patch doll?
No.
Did you ever buy one for your kids?
No, you don't dude. Have any kids. You got a Buzz Lightyear, not a fucking Cabbage Patch doll.
How old is your child?
20.
And you got him a Buzz Lightyear
dude,
this
year? Was kids that are 20 that had Cabbage Patch kids.
Are you serious, dude?
My 21-year-old son that plays in Grief Hammer had a Cabbage Patch doll.
Then you're serious. So I did. I didn't know.
What a bad parent. No, I was.
I am a bad parent.
No, I was just 6 years late on the bandwagon. It's like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Well, what was hot 6 years ago? Like Cabbage Patch Kids. I was like, okay, I'll get you one of those now.
It was a Tickle Me Elmo, dude. Hey, back in the early 90s. That's no shit.
We know what
it
happened.
It was a Tickle Me Elmo. You couldn't get one. People
you didn't hear what happened to
stabbing each other's eyes out trying to get one.
You didn't hear what happened to that guy?
No. Oh, the Elmo dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a child molester.
Yeah.
Three times Chimo. Over. He's Elmo. Tickle Me Chimo. He met all of his
victims.
And the
whole time you thought it was Snuffleupagus. Yeah, wrong.
Exactly.
It was Elmo.
It was both,
the illegitimate
was
child
both.
Of Grover.
It was
both.
His name wasn't Elmo. They just couldn't say it on PBS. It was Chimo.
Elmo.
Tickle Me Chimo.
Don't tell anybody. It's all good. Want a gummy bear?
They're going to have those for sale in Toys R Us.
Gummy bears?
No, Tickle Me Chimo.
Is Toys R Us still around?
Yes. All and right. They still are us. Look at us.
Here we are.
So I know you're unemployed, Jerry. Sorry to say it.
And the Ace of Spades.
You have a job. You guys have been employed by several employers over the past 20 years, haven't you? Have you guys ever filed a workers' compensation claim?
No. I have not, no.
I have. Look at my finger.
What happened?
See how that's fucked up?
Yeah.
I cut the tip of my finger off with a router, a table router. And I got 3 weeks of workers' compensation where they just paid me to be at home. And, like, it was about, I don't know, 40 or 60% of my normal wages. But
no,
I wasn't
no,
doing
you
shit.
You know what?
What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Have you got?
Yeah. Flashing back now, yes. I think it was 3 weeks myself for.
Nice job. Because we paid.
And it wasn't
that.
On the job.
That's my point. Great. Go with it.
It
go.
Was. Okay. Well, initially. It wasn't on the job.
You
but then
yourself.
It was aggravated on the job.
Okay. Was it a wrist injury or?
No, no. My shoulder.
You weren't having sex with somebody?
No.
Oh. So you've never claimed workers' compensation, Dustin?
No.
Well, an Australian federal worker was awarded workers' compensation for an injury sustained while having motel room sex on a work trip.
What a bag of douche.
Dude, she was fucking this guy and
it's her fault.
The light fixture fell from the ceiling. Maybe they were shaking the foundations. Anyway, it gave her injuries to her mouth and her nose when a glass light fitting from above the motel room bed fell. So the company tried to appeal it and said that, you know, this has nothing to do with her work. She wasn't on the job. But her side of the story was they are responsible for the duration of her trip, where she had to stay for a long period of time. The lawyer said if the applicant had been injured while playing a game of cards in her motel room, she would be entitled to the compensation, even though it could not be said that her employer induced or encouraged her to engage in such an activity. So the judges said, yeah, you got a point. She gets her money for getting injured.
These judges need to be taken out back and beat the shit out of because well,
this is an Australian
fucking problem with the
world.
Why
you got to judge the judges?
Because that's retarded.
Why you got to judge the judges, dude?
Come on.
Would you judge?
So I was smoking crack and I fell off the balcony and landed on a fucking car.
Would you judge?
And you need to pay me.
That's a good point, right?
Would
there.
Would you judge Judge Reinhold?
I judge all them judges, man. I turn the channel. That's how much I judge them.
What
Judge
show?
Reinhold is...
What show was it where they hired Judge Reinhold to come on and play? Do you remember that? There was a sitcom.
How about Perry Mason? And isn't it true
and they're like,
that you were smoking crack when you fell off the balcony and landed on that car?
It wasn't Arrested Development, was it?
Maybe.
Why
are you thinking of someone else, though?
Am I boring
maybe
the
it
shit
was.
Out of you?
No,
that was the biggest yawn I've ever seen. We're
I've
drunk.
Been up
dude.
For a while.
It's your time. It's your fucking fault. I got to drink some of this Pepsi with real sugar in it.
Yeah, yeah. Get some. Take a big old pull off of
yeah,
that can.
So,
rope.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was Arrested Development or not.
But some show they were doing some kind of a
yeah
a
and
show.
It's like, you know, I'm not a real judge, right?
And they hired Judge Reinhold to be the judge on the show, but that's just his name. He's not really a judge. You know who Judge Reinhold is, don't you? From Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold,
the guy that got caught jerking off.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah, doesn't
yeah
anybody,
the
doesn't
dude
anybody
with the pirate hat?
Doesn't anybody even knock anymore?
Yeah,
yeah, that's Judge Reinhold. That's his name.
What was that gal's name?
Phoebe Cates.
Oh my goodness. Chicka 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 chicka. Yeah, I don't blame him, man.
Moving in Stereo as a perfect song to choose yeah. because the two boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You always know how cute I thought you were, don't
burm,
you?
Boom, 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 boom.
You guys are good.
Boom.
Did you listen to the Cars a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, I loved them, dude. I used to roller skate to them.
That was the first album I ever purchased with my own money.
Yeah, which Magic?
The Cars.
The Cars.
That has the moving
and it has
stereo.
Like yeah, it has like a picture of the steering wheel.
And a chick with a lot of
yeah.
lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah, yeah, they're awesome, dude.
And mm-hmm. then they had that one album, Skank It Up.
You know what? The Cars to me is like...
Ooh, Skank It
like,
Up.
Like Cake is 30 years after the fact. Kind of...
Cake is not Cars.
No, it's. No, I'm saying that Cars that. Was its own thing. Not very many people sounded like Cars, just like Cake.
Right. You don't have a trumpet. Not
is
everybody.
There no trumpets in none of them?
Well, Cake had a lot of trumpet.
Yeah. I like that trumpet.
Yeah. So
sort
that
of
was
Oingo
what was
Boingo.
Different.
Do you ever listen to them?
Yeah.
I
you know
like
what the
Danny
guy.
Danny Elfman's fucking cool.
He does a lot of movie soundtracks. And
he has freaky
shows.
Fucking buggy eyes, man.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Why?
Oh, really? He's a total redhead Irish dude, man.
So if he
eyes,
has
man.
Buggy eyes, wouldn't he make an appearance on The Simpsons at some point?
You know what? He might have. I'm he sure might he have already
the
been
guy,
on there.
The last one I watched, the guy from, it was set in Portland, and they had devil donuts.
Instead of voodoo?
Instead of voodoo.
Is it kind of like a forehead bang?
And there was another Portland reference in there, too, that only Portland people would get, I thought, but I can't remember.
It was the big spray painting on the wall that said, "Keep Springfield Weird."
Yeah, there's that, and there's something else. I can't remember.
Because you've seen that
my
in Portland.
My girlfriend's
where it
got
says,
that on her Volkswagen Bug, Keep Portland Weird.
Yeah, so Simpsons just recently did that and said, Keep Springfield.
Yeah.
But that is the real Springfield.
Yeah, they had the
Oregon,
devil donuts.
Right?
Yeah, that's we why Mr. That, right? Skinner from the high school is named after Skinner Butte in Eugene. And some people from Portland and Eugene fight about the fact whether it was based on Portland or Springfield. But
we know it was Springfield down here.
It was both. He was born in Springfield, and then he moved up to
so he kind of combined them both.
Yeah.
And because of the fact that there's so many Springfields throughout the United States.
March.
Which is,
yeah, that's what, so everybody
March,
can associate
March
with
was
it.
The money he had a crush on in
there's
high school.
There's an Albany everywhere, too.
And
there's
she
a
ended
Lebanon
up
everywhere.
Going, she ended up becoming a...
Portland everywhere.
A reporter, I think, in Portland.
Marge?
Yeah.
Or who the character was based on?
Yeah.
Was
I like the
Marge?
Two smoking sisters, dude. Those are the best.
Selma?
Selma and Thelma.
You should just leave him, Marge. Let's have another GPC.
Did you know that Mel Blanc did over 15 voices?
No.
It was
how many does Seth?
It was over 1,500.
Seth Green
actually. 1,500. You
Seth
mean
Green?
Seth,
yeah.
Over
Seth
two.
Seth MacFarlane?
No, no. Who's the dude that does the Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
They both do Family Guy.
But Seth Green does Robot Chicken, too.
Seth Green does Chris.
No, but what he meant to say was Mel Brooks did over 1,500 voices.
No
Mel
shit.
Blank. Mel Blank. Sorry. I'm fucking wasted. Mel Blank. You know, Abadie.
History of the World. Did you ever see History of the World Part 2?
Yeah.
I only
seen part one. There never was a fucking part two, man.
Oh, that was a trick question.
Ah, gotcha.
I did see part one.
I never
one.
Saw part two because I was waiting to see part one first.
It said nigger in that movie.
The jig is up and gone. Remember that part?
All right, I'm bringing back an old classic.
What?
Right
now. I'm not a CD player.
You should be, dude.
I'm not up.
We don't need no stinking
I'm not up. I'm not up.
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes.
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes.
What's in Holmes' CD player?
Holmes.
We're going to find out right now.
I'm not really a big Mel Brooks fan.
Finish the sentence, Ozzy.
I'm not really
ain't
a big
got
Mel
no fucking
Brooks
day
fan.
Over here.
He does that sometimes,
doesn't
he?
I'm not really a Mel Brooks fan.
Well, you haven't seen the movie, like his the best fucking movie he ever did.
What about Blazing
and
Saddles?
You're not a fan.
Never watched it.
What?
Do you want to watch it?
I don't know. I heard they make fun of Indians in there.
Dude, they make fun of everybody.
I know.
I wouldn't single out the Indians.
They shouldn't make fun of that, though.
You know what? If they didn't make fun of the Indians, the Indians would be watching. No offense here.
Dude, he's totally offended.
Why didn't they make fun of the Indians? They made fun of everybody else. That's fucking bullshit.
It would be bullshit. It's a no-win situation.
No, dude.
So you guys got any guesses for what's in Hans's CD player?
Blazing Saddles theme song.
Oof, oof.
Now, this, I will tell you, I didn't even know that this person had
it. Did we get a hint?
I didn't know that this person ever had a record out.
Wait, okay. William Hung.
He's a film producer. Film director.
James Cameron. Woody Allen.
Those are good guesses, but both entirely wrong.
Damn it.
Quentin Tarantino.
Twin Peaks.
What's that dude?
Yes.
Oh.
He's listening to David Lynch, Crazy Clown Time. What is that? I don't even... I'm going to pull the string from Hans's neck right now. And this is what happens. Shh, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but...
Hans, please call 541-791-6824.
That's not the right number. I tried it.
6824. 791-6824. That number again, 791-6824. And tell us, what is this David Lynch Crazy Clown Time thing? I don't understand.
It's Crazy Clown Time.
And I pulled out, like I said, the last few episodes, my box of cassettes, and I found one. I think it's worth some money, but I'm not going to sell it. It's the original Accused on...
ooh, awesome.
Can't remember the record label right now. Hans, call us, please, because we need your input. It's The Return of Martha Splatterhead from 1986, which is weird because that was their first album, but it was The Return of Martha Splatterhead. I guess it was Subcore Records. Fuck you, Hans. Don't call us. I don't care. So I listened to that in my cassette player. My record player is still down. Down in the dumps. And I'm sad about it. Can you guys tell?
Yes.
So are you guys going to wait till 11:59 tonight to make any significant others or children open their presents? Oh, wait. We aren't getting any presents. That's right. I'm waiting till the first.
Yeah, it won't matter.
I want to know how the hell Santa's going to get into my house because I don't have no fireplace.
But you got a new gun.
I do.
Like to see him get into my house.
In through the vents.
Yeah?
Through the fence?
The vents.
Oh.
A little more magic dust for Santa Claus.
His fence got knocked over in the windstorm. Did you have any damage in the windstorm?
No.
Any windstorm in the damage?
I did. Dude, actually, we're watching that American Horror Story. Right? Uh-huh. And it's getting all creepy and shit. And then my screen door goes...
Oh, man, that scared the fuck out of me.
And then fucking shuts back. And I open up the door and nobody's there, right?
Uh-huh.
So I check the door and everything. It's all good. It's like all good.
How long have you lived in
your
house?
And then I shut the door. I'm like, that was creepy. 3 years.
And who lived there before?
I don't know, but there's a bunch of fucking dead people buried under the foundation.
Do you think it's haunted?
You know what? When I first moved in, I did. Because I'm sitting there, right? And it has a ceiling fan.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching television. Ceiling fan comes on. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over. I shut it off. A little while later, ceiling fan comes on. Okay.
Okay.
I shut it off. Then the light goes dim. then bright, then dim, then bright. I'm like, what the hell's going on here, right?
What was going on?
So I go over to the neighbor. It's a duplex. I go over to the neighbor. I'm like, dude.
He's growing weed.
Is there problems with electricity or something here? And he goes, why? I said, blah, 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 you know, my fan and everything. He goes, oh, well, I was just turning my lights on and off. Well, his remote control was programmed to the same thing that mine was, and he was running my lights next door.
And you got a remote for your lights?
Yeah, it's a little remote for the fan.
Oh.
That makes it dim and bright and turns
the fan on. He was running
on
the
high,
same
medium
frequency
low.
As you.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that shit's got to change right now. Because that's not cool, because that freaked my shit
out.
Did
you call him out to fight?
No.
Sometimes my receiver will just turn down.
No shit?
Yeah.
Does
or
it turn down to a certain number each time?
It'll just turn down or up.
Does it at a certain time?
No. It hasn't happened forever. It's only happened a few
times. Does it happen when you turn the knob?
Sometimes.
That is freaky, dude. What's the song? Is it random?
No, it's on my receiver, like my TV video center receiver.
So you're like watching you're running everything through the receiver.
Yeah, I'll start like hearing the volume get way louder, and then
fresh pots.
And then and then it'll get louder and louder, and I'll look over and I can see the numbers going up.
That's trippy, dude.
I think Lance is just fucking with
you. Yeah.
That might be. It might be like what you're saying with somebody on the remote.
I tell you what, it was freaking my shit until I figured out what it was, right? And that's always what it is. Then when you figure out what it is, you still have this psychological thing called belief perseverance. Where is that what it's called? Is that what it is?
Belief
perseverance. So... And it's like when you're told Santa Claus doesn't exist, but the next year you're like, I hope Santa Claus comes tonight. When you
know that's called living a lie.
Oh. You've heard of Jesus. Yeah. You've heard of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's called living a lie. And have you read any good fiction lately besides the Bible?
Somebody told me today that their dad uses the Bible as their coaster.
My Bible. My dad used to beat me with the Bible.
No, dude. I used to have, like, some Ozzy Osbourne cassette tapes, and I had, like, Hall & Oates posters on the wall with bikinis and
I thought you were
going to
say
shit.
Hall & Oates posters.
And he comes out, and he starts tearing down all my shit and my grabbing my cassettes and everything. I'm like, what are you doing? He's this is satanic. This is suggestive. This is the devil's work. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, you don't like it? Get out. And so I got in my Volkswagen Bug and loaded up my shit, and I left.
Good job. I'm glad you were in a position where you could do that.
Yeah, because I had a friend that I could live with him, right? If I didn't have a friend, I would have been okay, whatever.
Take my posters.
That kind of sucked.
My dad made me stay home one Saturday night and take all my posters down off my wall.
Oh, yeah, you had a date that night, too. Hot date.
My girlfriend fucked my friend that night.
Great. I've had that happen, too. That wasn't very cool.
Thanks, Darren Gradwall, you piece of shit. If I see you again, I'm going to kick your ass. I'm glad you don't listen to our show. And Barb, you're a slut. Shit just got real.
I give him a fucking high five, dude, because he changed the whole course, about, and now you're at a better place.
This podcast is about two things.
Revenge,
honesty.
Revenge.
Honesty.
And lies.
And conjecture.
And another partial.
Revenge. Yeah. Revenge.
Yep.
Revenge.
Well, shit, we better get out of here.
Revenge ain't no good. Let karma work for itself, dude. It'll work.
How's that Motley Crue sauce tasting?
Mmm, so good.
Is that like Mad Dog and semen mixed? Or
it's filtered water.
It's filtered Vince Neil sweat.
Yeah.
Mixed with Mick Mars' butt sauce.
Actually.
And a little bit of Tommy Lee's boat steering cream.
Yeah, this is...
boat steering cream.
Yeah, just a touch of Nikki Slicks. This episode is brought to you by Tommy Lee's boat steering cream.
See, it's you know.
I like them too.
I was a big crew head back in the day.
Until Hooligans Holidays, fuck that shit.
Hooligans Holidays. It's just like it's like Guns N' Roses. I love Guns N' Roses. Now modern day Guns N' Roses, not the same.
I love Guns.
What, you listen to Chinese
Appetite
Democracy?
Appetite for Destruction. I love the shit out of that album.
Chinese, what about Use Your Illusions?
What about Chinese Democracy with Buckethead?
Eh, not so much. I mean, it was...
Now they got Mumblefoot.
Yeah, Buckethead, Mumblefoot, Fagadick, Bucklick.
Fagadick.
So did you like the Illusions album?
Hey, Fagadick. What's that mean? I don't know, but it's funny. Fuck you.
Or were you anti? Were you anti Guns N' Roses by then?
No, I was disappointed. It was kind of like Saturday Night Live. I still tune in once in a while, hoping to get something, a golden nugget, and there's nothing.
But the song went on for way too long, and they couldn't find a way out.
Yeah.
Just like every skit on Saturday Night Live.
Dude, he tries to cram a lot of words into that album. So much that you can't even really listen to. You can't even listen to Slash plays guitar on there. But Alice Cooper was on that album.
In the garden.
Mm-hmm.
In the garden.
That's what he did.
I like.
In the garden.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to finish off Jerry's can of Motley Crue sauce. And then we're going to.
It's just water.
And then we're going to heat up that Jaeger bottle and get the last couple drops out of that.
Do you think Motley Crue should tour with Pablo Cruz on the Motley Crue?
Absolutely.
It's called And Guns N' Roses for the Cruise Your Illusion Tour.
Yeah, Cruise Your Illusion
Pablo, Motley, and GNR.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by
Cruise
Patch
with
Blue
the Devil.
Ribbon. PBR. Brought to you by PBR. Pablo and Motley Crue with GNR. Brought to you by PBR.
Has Motley Crue been on The Simpsons?
It's called The Cruise.
Pablo Cruz was here a few years ago.
I watched them at the River Rhythms.
Yeah, how were they?
They found their place in the sun that day.
What was their big hit?
You've got to find your place in the sun. Find your place. Find your place.
I just remember my sister used to have a record.
I did make it my own. That was actually a rebuttal song to Foreigner's Cold as Ice.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm cold as ice. What
Double vision.
You got to find your place in the sun, bitches.
How many visions do you have?
Triple.
Dude, I have visions all the time.
I've got trifocals.
Really? Do you have visions all the time?
I have visions all the time.
So tonight you'll probably have visions of sugar plum fairies in your head.
Yes.
Fairies wear boots and you got to believe me.
Yeah. Well, shit, we better get out of here, you guys.
Okay.
I hate it that we have to go.
Hey, you guys have a good Christmas.
How can we? What's your suggestion to make my Christmas better?
Happy birthday, little baby Jesus.
I like to
make a cake.
That's a good suggestion.
I'm going to bring you some
What's that mean?
That's what one of the three kings brought was some
Oh, Frankenstein and
I want to know why they are the
three. Dude, actually, is is some good shit. It's hard to come by. It's like a root or something. It's like
so is Frankenstein.
It's like sense.
I want to know where Orientar is. Where is Orientar at? Orientar.
Fuck, I don't know. It comes out of a bagel head.
I played a show in Orientar one time.
Oh, you did?
And only two of the kings showed up.
Oh, that fucking third one, man.
I called them like, two kings.
I got Orientar feathered once.
Orientar.
That wasn't fucking cool at all.
I can't believe we're still talking and the last song's already over. Hey, you guys have a good Monday and
rock out.
Open some presents. Pieces of shits.
The Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com. TagCastPodcast.com.